The following is the third part of the third day of Bhagavad Saptam given by His Divine Holiness Srila Mahavishnu Goswami Maharaj, recorded on the 1st October 2001 in Sydney, Australia.
जंतुर्वाच ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय प्लीज हियर देम एंड इफ यू कैन यू रिपीट प्लीज
Jantur Uvacha.
Jantur Uvacha.
Praise of the Unborn Child, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 31, yeah. Text 12 to 21. Jantur Uvacha.
Jantur Uvacha.
Prasannam Bhavitum Jagadichayata.
Asyo Prasannam.
चरणारविन्दम् सोऽहं व्रजामि शरणं हि अकुतोऽयं मे
सोऽहं व्रजामि शरणं हि अकुतोऽयं मे
येने दृशि गतिरदर्शि असतो नमिन्वा
येने दृशि गतिरदर्शि असतो अनुरूप
यस्त्वत्र बद्ध इव कर्म
विरावृतात्मा कर्म विरावृतात्मा
भूतेन्द्रियासयमयीम् अवलम्ब्य मायाम्
भूतेन्द्रियमयी अवलम्ब्य रूपाम्
आस्ते विशुद्धमविकारमखण्डबोधम्
आस्ते विशुद्धकारमखण्डबोधम्
आतप्यमानहृदये अवसितं नमामि
आतप्यमानहृदये अवसितं नमामि
या पञ्चभूतरचितेरहितः शरीरे
या पञ्चभूतरचिते रे
छन्नो यथेन्द्रियसचिदात्मकोऽहम्
छन्नो यथेन् गुणात् आत्मकोऽहम्
तेना
विकुण्ठ मानवृषिं तमेना
वन्दे परं प्रकृति पुरुषयो पुमांसम्
वन्दे परं प्रकृति पुरुषयोः पुमांसम् यन्माययो गुणकर्म निबन्धनेऽस्मिन्
संसारिके पतिचरंस्तदभिश्रमेणा
संसारिके पतिचरं तदमिश्रमेण
नाशा स्मृति पुनरयं प्रवनीतलोकम्
नष्ट स्मृति रयं प्रवणीत लोकम्
युक्त्या कया महत् अनुग्रहम् मन्तरेणा
युक्त्या कया महत् अनुग्रहमन्तरेण
ज्ञानम् यदेतर ददात् कतमासदेव
ज्ञानम् यते दात् कतम वेदस्
त्रैकालिकम् स्थिरचरेष्वनुवर्तिताम् सा
त्रैकालिकम् स्थिरचेष्वनुवर्तितम् च
तम् जीव कर्म पदवीम् अनुवर्तमानास्
तम् जीव कर्म पदवी वर्तमाना तापत्रयोपशमनाय वयम् भजेम
देहि अन्य देह विवरे जठराणि नाश्रय
देहि अन्य देह जठराग्नि नाश्रय
विन्मूत्रकूप पतितो वृषताप देह
विन्मूत्रकूप पतितो तप्त देह
इच्छानितो विवसितुम् गणयन् स्वमासान्
इच्छन्नितो वसितुम् गणयन् स्वमासान्
निर्वास्यते कृपनदी भगवन् कदानु
निर्वास्यते नदीर् भगवन् कदानु
येनेदृशिम् गतिमसौ दशमास्य ईशा
येनेदृशिमसौ दशमास्य ईशा
सङ्ग्राहिता कुरुदयेन भवादृशेना
सङ्ग्राहिता हृदयेन अदृशेन
स्वेनेव तुष्यतु कृतेन स दीननाथ
स्वेनैव तुष्यति कृतेन स दीननाथ
नाम तत्प्रतिदिनाञ्जलिमस्य कुर्यात्
को नाम प्रतिदिनाञ्जलिमस्य कुर्यात्
पश्यत्ययम् दिशनया ननु सप्तवद्री
पश्यत्ययम् शनया नुषस्वदि
शारीरके गम शरीर परा स्वदेहे यच्छिष्टया सन्तमहम् पुरुषम् पुराणम् पश्ये बहिर्हृदि च चैत्यमिव प्रतीतम् सोऽहम् वसन्नपि विभो बहु दुःखवासम्
सोऽहम् वसन्नपि विभो दुःखवासम्
गर्भान्निर्जिगमिषे बहिरन्धकूपे
गर्भान्निर्जिगमिषे बहिरन्धकूपे
यत्रोपयातमुपसर्पति देव माया
यत्रोपयातमुपसर्पति देव माया
मिथ्यामतिर्यदनु संस्मृतिचक्रमेता
मिथ्यामतिर्नु चक्र एतत्
तस्मादहम् विगत विक्लव उदरीशा
तस्मादहम् ईशा
आत्मानमाशु तमसा सुहृतात्मनैव भूयो यथा व्यसनमेतदनेकरन्ध्रम्
भूयो तथा
मामेव विश्वसादित विष्णुपादा
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Before we disperse, I'd like to draw your attention to verse number 17. All the verses are important because in a helpless condition, the soul, against his desires, according to his karma and under the supervision of Krishna, is squeezed in the womb of the mother. Karmana daiva netrena. If you want to have the best life, henceforth, let us try to make this life as the last material life. We should intensely desire about it. Again, why should we put ourselves again into the same obnoxious condition? It gives us nice idea, and we'll let Prabhupada to take the class now, because this nice purport is there. Please recite the verse with me. Dehi anya deha vivare jatharagni nasrag vinmutra koopa patito brushatapta deha Ichannito vivasitam ganayan swamasan nirvasate krupanadir Bhagavan kadanu dehi anya deha vivare jatharagni nasrag Vinmutra koopa patito Brushatapta deha Ichannito Vivasitam Ganayan swamasan Nirvasyate Krupanadir Bhagavan kadanu. Before we go to this verse, I would like to complete the live symptoms of the society. I had given only one symptom, and that is our worship. It's according to Narada Pancharatra. It's recommended by Narada, and Narada is the Mahajan who used to see Krishna every day. And that's why he knows how to worship him. Accordingly, he has given us instructions in Narada's Pancharatrika. And according to that vidhi, we are carrying on our worship. All over the world, we are very proud that the pujaris, there are at least one or two pujaris who are performing puja continuously, they don't stay in this world. So far as I know, in England, there is one pujari, and we don't see him at all anywhere else. His name is Jivapati, I think. He is only seen on the altar or he is in his room. Never we have seen him taking his prasadam. He must be taking some frugal prasadam, but we don't know. Always he is chanting or he is in worship. And he doesn't talk to anybody. He doesn't want any donations from anybody. He is not interested in money or anything. This is Prabhupada's potency. That out of the foreign devotees who are born in all these obnoxious activities of eating non-vegetarian food and so on and so forth, and even then, by the touch of murtis or by the proximity of the transcendental form of the Lord, they are completely driven out of their own atmosphere. for good. They are not interested at all. In Dwarka, we had installed the murtis, and there was no pujari. And we were worried, somehow or the other, we were carrying on puja with whatever devotees we had. Krishna played a trick. One boy just ran away from his house. And next day he was in Dwarka. And he said, why have you come? He said, I have come to be a pujari in the temple. I told him, why you want pujari? No, he said, that's the service I want. I don't want any other service. I said, no, you can go out or preach or do some cleaning work in the job first. In the beginning, you are just coming out for your... No, no, sir, please excuse me, I want to be pujari. And he's unflinching pujari since then. It's nearly 1.5 years before. Then we forced him to ring to his parents because his parents might be worried. So he was not willing to ring. Because somebody had told me that if you ring, then they will come and take you away and then you will not be able to do service. I told, no, no, our Bharatiya system is completely different. So you please let them know that you are here. So I took him to the phone and forced him to ring to his house. Father was very pleased, mother was very pleased. Next day they were all there in Dwarka. So then he said, see, I was telling you that they will come. I told, no doubt, let them come. For their coming, we rank them. It's all right, doesn't matter. If you are fixed, they cannot take you anywhere. So then I forced him to accompany them and go, take them to bait or wherever the sites are to see. So the boy accompanied them and they tried to convince him that no, you should come back, you should come back, you should come back. And he said, no, no, I have decided I want to be pujari of these deities are very beautiful. So I liked him. Now I have come, please, now don't disturb me. So his father then came to me. He said, you just please tell him to accompany us. I told, see, the child is yours. We are not holding him here. And it's not our property. We haven't bought the slave. So he is yours. You and him, whatever you decide, if you request, then I'll keep it here. Otherwise, he is an expense to me. We have to feed him. So the father saw that I am not attached. So father was thinking of what to do. So the son said, now for a while let me continue. Then maybe after a month we'll think. So he agreed. Then they went away. Then since then they keep on coming. The boy also goes to visit them. But he is very fixed in pujari service. And once he has started, then now he doesn't want any other service. He's the best Sankirtan devotee also. But he doesn't want, he's fixed completely. The meaning is that anybody who has a proximity to the form of the Lord, transcendental form of the Lord, murti is wrongly translated. Murti is not idol, please. Drive away this wrong translation from your mind. This is the gift of our guardians, British people. They have given us this wrong translation. You are idol worshippers. Frankly speaking, they are idol worshippers. I told them, you must be, have you seen London? No? Here also. There may be some statues in the city. In London, in front of the Parliament houses, there is Churchill's statue standing like this. And since the statue is erected there, nobody has offered him a single sandwich, man. He is starving like anything. And thousands and millions of cars are driving around the square and he inhales all the fumes. You know. Nobody cares. He may be sick, I think. Chronic sickness should be there. And nobody sees at him. Nobody knows that Churchill is standing there. So he gets dirty by the fumes and everything. So when he is very dirty, the municipal Karata man comes. And with his own nice karate, he cleans him. All scratches are there in the statue for cleaning. For our deities, we have palatial buildings. Which statue has the palatial building? They may be very important men in their life. I remember this, President Kennedy. He was very much glorified when he was there. And now his statue is lying in London, near about some park. and nobody looks at him. And his statue is in a horrible condition. It doesn't look like President Kennedy. And nobody cares. This is idol worship. And they don't know what to worship, what to put. I think in Sydney or somewhere, there is a park here, I think it is here. I don't know, it must be in Sydney, I think. There is one park wherein they have two matchsticks. Is it here or somewhere else? Huh? It's here, isn't it? Some architect might be there, smoker architect. And he doesn't know what to do. So daily he was looking to the matchsticks. So he let me have matchsticks. I think our form of the Lord is much more beautiful than the matchstick. These ordinary people, they want to worship something, but then they don't know who to. And those matchsticks, one matchstick is full matchstick, and another one is a burnt matchstick. Might have lighted and burned his cigarette and throw it away. All right. He said one burnt and one good. So they are standing here. Please, if you doubt me, just go and see. Yeah. This is our folly, foolishness and madness, insanity. Instead, some nice utensil form of the Lord we could put there. People, thousands of people are coming there. They will be liberated. And those who erect there, they will also be liberated. Some electric lamp should be there. And something like this we can very nice do. This is our condition. We are completely misguided. We are not idol worshippers. The correct translation of Murti is the transcendent form of the Lord. And these forms are carved according to the descriptions given by Narada again. Narada knows. Narada was daily seeing Krishna. He knows how he looks like. And according to his description, these murtis are carved in Jaipur. Jaipur is very famous in India for murtis, carving the murti. And therein, Mohammedan murtis, carvers are there. And they study Narada's description. And eventually, they carve out very nice things. And once the murti is carved, then we, for years together, we worship the same murti. And it reciprocates. We have the self-manifested murti in Dwarka, in the main temple. This Dwarkadish murti was not carved. It is self-manifested. And it is, since last 4,000 years, is standing there. It's as fresh as it was. And the puja is going on very nicely. This is our one symptom of being alive, live society. Then second thing we do, that in all the temples the prasadam is ready. And prasad is not two peanuts or something. No. It's full thali, khichdi maybe, whatever. Plenty of prasadam is there. Food distribution is going on to the best of our limits. This is second symptom. Then third symptom, live symptom is that preaching is going on in the temple and outside. We go personally to the houses and we preach, we request them, please don't waste your human life, human breath. You have limited breath at your disposal. As you breathe, you are losing the breath, your life. And please utilize it for remembering Krishna. We are very busy in other activities. We request the people that please you do like this. And this is one of the requesting point because of these boys' transcendental desires. Otherwise nobody is to gain from this anything. If there would have been material enterprise, they will first see that how much they are gaining out of it. Our society, Prabhupada has told us that money is a byproduct. We don't beg. We are very rich father's son. Rich father's son doesn't beg. He just is attached to his father and he is also rich. That is how we are not proud, materially proud. Material pride is hypocrisy. We cannot be proud materially. Nothing belongs to us. How can you be proud of anything which doesn't belong to us? Ishavasyam idam sarvam. Everything belongs to Krishna. This is the third symptom, life symptom. And then again, we go out to preach in the form of our transcendental literature. Our literature is the best literature at the moment to convince our own mind how to get attached to the lotus feet of Krishna and how to make our human life more successful. Please, young people, I would request you, don't be misguided. Don't get lost. Here, young people are in a very dire difficulty. They know which course to follow, how to follow, expenses are there, everything is there. They know. Please don't do that. This human existence is not for frustration. We are frustrated because we don't know that our own selfish interest is in the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. That we don't have idea. Nate vidu swartha gati mi Vishnum. We don't know this, that our swartha gati, our own selfish interest, is in Krishna. That's why every time in 24 hours, for 26 hours we are frustrated. Don't do it, please. Young age is not meant for that. You come in contact with these boys and there will be plenty of work to do. Please, please, don't waste your time. We want your youth. We want your hours. We want your Kriya Shakti. And please utilize it in propagating the names of Krishna. It's the best use of our existence. And then side by side, when you are attached to Krishna's lotus feet, your own desires will be automatically fulfilled. Those who don't come to Krishna, they look pale. There's not a red capsule of blood in them. Because we don't have faith. And because we don't have faith, it speaks adversely on our own health. And you become completely pale. You don't know what is happening. You start winding, you start this and that and that and that. In young age. Those who come to Krishna, automatically by the name of Krishna, the red capsule of blood, they develop in your body. Otherwise, particularly in the advanced age, the blood is not there at least. Or it may be there, it may be yellowish, not red. But those who are running after Krishna, they are karkandu, like tomato. Please, in order to have nice health, in order to have reducing all the anxieties, this is the royal road. Don't run around here and there. Psychiatrists is the modern invention to reduce your anxieties. Frankly speaking, they don't do anything. They hear you. That's it. And they themselves are disturbed. That's why they become psychiatric. And all these ordinary psychiatrists, they are consulting the higher psychiatric. And all those higher psychiatrics again goes to the highest psychiatric to consult. And the highest one commits suicide. Please, this is... We don't want that. Our psychiatrist or whatever you call is Krishna. That's it. And this is we propagate. And not only that, but this is the only society on the face of the planet at the moment who have printed millions of our scriptures and already distributed. And we are still doing that. And because these literatures are now rampant in every town and city, maybe every house, I don't know. And that's why there is always the talk of the war. But the war never takes place. This is the lead over these material ideas. Till we follow this lead, we'll not be in difficulty. The whole planet will not be in difficulty. This whole planet is known as Bharat. Following some other sect, you be good. We don't want to convergence, we don't want. We want you to improve the values of your human existence. And as soon as you follow these four things in our through our society, or wherever you are, get in touch with the And please look to these good things. We have our own problems, as every society has. But problems, don't worry. We don't worry, because anxieties are already there. So we go on with these things. And please, we request you that you please carry on in your own way, whatever, in a trickle way, maybe a small way. Just try to come to the, take some small books, have the small book with you, and keep on studying that book alone. That will give you the whole idea. And that will attract you to the big volumes like Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. So please, don't forget this. These are the prime duties every society, if they want to be alive, they have to perform. Otherwise, it's a dead society. And don't look to the problems. Every society, maybe they are divided. So many ways they are divided. Every sect is divided. Doesn't matter. There are so many divisions. Always these upaman societies are bound to come up. Don't worry about it. But the crux of the whole thing is in puja, performing puja, continuous puja. Crux of the whole thing is study of the scriptures and preaching. The whole problem is food distribution. That's it. Print the books and distribute. Buy the books and distribute to the best of your ability. That's the biggest seva you are doing. Now we come to this verse and we'll complete now. See, this dehi anya deha vivare jashagni nasram vinmutra kupa patito brushatapta deha ichannito vivasitam ganayan swamasan nirvasyate krupanadhir bhagavan kadano. The best. We'll go through the equivalents. Please repeat. Dehi, the embodied soul. Anya dehe, of another body. Vivare, in the abdomen. Jathara, in the stomach. Agrina, by the fire. Asrag, of blood. With stool. Mutra, urine. Kupa, in a pool. Patitaha, fallen. Brusha, strongly. Tapta, scorched. Deha, his body. Ichan, desiring. Itaha, from that place. Vivasitam, to get out. Ganayan, counting. Swamasan, his months. Nirvasyate, will be released. Krupanadihi, person of miserly intelligence. Bhagwan, O Lord, kada, when, no, indeed. The living entity suffers unsurpassable misery inside the womb. So very nice idea is given. It's a heat is there, heat. The body is already hot. If the mother's body becomes cold, the living entity has to die. So heat has got to be tolerated. And it's so very hot there inside. And his body is completely delicate. And is scorched. The word is therefore scorched. Burnt. I don't know really. Sometimes we are punished by our own sinful activities. And we also die in unfavorable circumstances. These hijackers who might have hijacked the plane, there were passengers inside. Within a second, how they might have been feeling. Well, extra heat was there. Fuel was burning. The whole iron was melting. How much heat should be there? They could have experienced for a second or so, and immediately they were dead. This is how this living entity, why doesn't he die? We don't know. Otherwise, death is certain. We cannot tolerate these miseries inside or outside. And we all have tolerated without exception. Nobody's except. There was no AC in the womb. It was all hot, heat. And our bodies were scorched. And in that condition, we were counting the months, when are we going to get out? He had the faint idea that after 9-10 months, I have to get out. But as soon as the growth is there, the body is growing. So when the growth is stopped, the womb is a limited place. So as soon as the growth is stopped, then the birth takes place. So he wants to grow. The growth continues. But in between the womb and the outside atmosphere, we have the birth. Somehow or the other, he has to come out. And if favorable winds are there, delivery wind they call it, Shruti Vata Neetam. Those vata must be there. And that air helps us to get out. By the force of air, we are born. When Krishna appears, he doesn't appear by the material force. There is a difference. And as soon as we are born, again we lose all the consciousness and you go back to the material rut. Because the circumstances are completely different. And we don't know what is happening. And because the birth is so very painful for the mother and the child, that when the child is born, really, that moment, he loses his consciousness. He moves here. He tries to cry. We can't cry even, because there is nothing left there. And after some moment, by Krishna's mercy, he comes back. And then he starts crying and we are all happy or whatever. This is the condition. The living entity who knows these things from the pages of Bhagavatam will never in his dream or her dream will never try to come back again in this age. Same situation. And the same situation is waiting for us. And some or the other, I don't know how, but we take comfort from the Bhagavad Gita. The Shuchi Matam Sri Matam Gehe Yoga Prashto Vijayate. Those whose devotional service is incomplete, they may be born in a rich family or a saintly family. So he thinks, oh, again I'll be born in a rich family, I'll have Mercedes, and then we'll die. Yeah? No. This, between two births, there is a horrible gap because of our sinful activities. It's 8,400,000 births and deaths. So many living entities we have to cross. I don't know, at least we have completed one round. 8,400,000. How did we do it? We don't know. Fortunately, we are here now in our body. Please, be determined to make it a last body. And only you can do it by following Krishna. Krish means repeated birth and death. And Nam means who can cut. It's only Krishna. Nobody else can do that. Only this. Demigods are very respectful. We are very respectful to them. Indra has helped me continuously to raise my hand and this. Indra is sitting here. Without Indra, I can't do. I have to take help from Indra. On every sense, there is a demigod. Every month has a demigod. Everywhere, demigod is in charge. And we are staying on their PT. But the director is there. And the director we are catching. And then these lower administrative officers, they become very favorable to us. They also want that our hand must be used for seva. Then Indra becomes very happy. Otherwise Indra cries. He screams when we take non-vegetarian food and put into our mind. He doesn't want the hand to do that. But he is the director here. Saraswati sits on our tongue and she screams loudly as soon as something else is spoken. She wants us only to glorify Krishna. We are there all officers appointed by Krishna. So they have to be very faithful to their own boss. And Krishna says, oh, this Sangha is not chanting. Then they complain that we are trying, but he doesn't obey us. Then Krishna destroys us through the material manifestation. He doesn't have to come here to destroy us. He just orders external energy that deal with this living entity. And the material energy deals with us. Please, these are the facts. We should never go out of the lines of the scriptures. We have this Lakshman Rekha, it is called. Sitaji was alone in the ashram. And some of the other Krishna's arrangement, Ram was running after the deer. And the deer shouted, Lakshmana, Lakshmana, Lakshmana. Lakshmana was not disturbed. The Sitaji was very disturbed. He said, why, wretched soul, you are standing here and your elder brother is calling. Why are you standing here? He said, Mata, you don't worry. Ram is not to be worried about. He said, no. She gave him some bad words. And eventually Lakshmana had to leave. So while going, he drew the line that, please, Mata, don't cross this line. And this line will protect you. Eventually, Ravana came to beg. And he forced her to cross and he abdicated her. We have also our Lakshman Rekha. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and chanting. If we cross over this Lakshman Rekha, you are in a dangerous situation. What danger will crop in, we don't know. But there will be always danger. In order to save us from these dangers, we must not cross our Lakshman Rekha. And with this determination, we go to the translation. Please repeat. Fall into a pool of blood. Not only blood, stool and urine. Do you like to fall into that pool now? Then try one pool like this. We know, no? We hate it. Fall into a pool of blood, stool and urine within the abdomen of his mother, his own body, scorched by the mother's gastric fire, and embodies the embodied soul, anxious to get out, counts his months and prays, O my Lord, when shall I, wretched soul, be released from the confinement? And please hear now, Prabhupada, we are all speaking on behalf of him. And here he is. The precarious situation, condition of the living entity within the womb of his mother is described here. On one side of where the child is floating is the heat of gastric fire. And the other side are urine, stool, blood discharges. After 7 months, the child who has regained the consciousness feels the horrible condition of his existence and prays to the Lord, counting the months until his release. He becomes greatly anxious to get out of the confinement. The so-called civilized man does not take account of this horrible condition of life. And sometimes, for the purpose of sense gratification, he is tried to kill the child by the methods of contraception or abortion. Unserious about the horrible condition in the womb, such person continues in materialism, grossly misusing the chance of the human birth, human form of life. The word krupanadhihi is significant in this verse. Dhihi means intelligence and krupana means miserly. Conditioned life is for persons who are of miserly intelligence or who do not properly utilize their intelligence. In the human form of life, the intelligence is developed and one has to utilize the developed intelligence to get out of the cycle of birth and death. One who does not do as a miser, just like a person who has immense wealth but does not utilize it, keeping it simply to see. A person who does not actually utilize the human intelligence to get out of the clutches of Maya in the cycle of birth and death is accepted as miserly. The exact opposite of miserly is Udara, very magnanimous. A Brahman is called Udara because he utilizes the human intelligence for spiritual realization. He sees that intelligence to preach Krishna consciousness for the benefit of the public, and therefore he is magnanimous. Please try to preach to the best of your ability. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki. Let's stop here.
Jai Shri Prabhupada Vishnu Maharaj ki. Jai.